This week on Chicago's Best, Elliot gets out of the city and down to the farm for your favorite fall treats. Chicago's Best Sunday night at 10:30 on WGN-TV.
All right, here he is. Alderman Brendan Riley from the Fighting 42nd here in Chicago. It's the downtown ward. It's the ward that encompasses, where we're sitting right here in the new. Did Trump buy this tower too? Didn't he buy the?
He probably tried.
I'll bet he did.
Can you get a bigger sign on it, do you think? Will that be approved?
Jeez. So that's okay. Well, let's talk about that. So you introduced this notion yesterday into the political firmament here in Chicago that the honorary street sign, the Donald J. Trump honorary street sign that's on Wabash,
yes,
right in front of his hotel and tower, given the fact that he took a lot of gratuitous shots at Chicago.
He did.
That he didn't need to take during the debate.
Correct.
And he has basically throughout, Chicago's a disaster, okay? Okay. It's true. It's so sad.
Snort, snort.
That was a microphone thing.
Yeah. It's a faulty microphone, okay?
It was.
Okay? Who broke my microphone? All right. You want to take it down. Now, can you take it down? How does that work?
Yeah. Just simple ordinance to repeal it. And, you know, it's interesting. I've gotten some feedback mostly from Trump supporters don't you have something better to do? And the answer is absolutely. this does not rate my top 100 things that I need to do as the downtown alderman.
Mm-hmm. But you're also working on those. This took about 10 minutes.
Right. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. Yeah. And for me, based on everything that was said on the national debate platform about a week ago.
With 80 million people watching.
80 million people watching. And, you know, Donald Trump is I think, established himself as someone who plays very fast and loose with the facts. Demonizing Chicago and comparing us to a war-torn country is unfair, and it's completely inaccurate. And so I think as a matter of policy, we shouldn't be honoring Chicagoans, when frankly he's not, he's a New Yorker, who engage in tearing down our city. We reserve this as a distinction for those Chicagoans who contribute positively to lifting up our city and helping it move forward.
Exactly.
Well, his behavior on the campaign trail when it comes to talking about this town is, I think, irresponsible.
I'm with you. Let's go over. You got a lug
nut? You guys want to take it down?
What do we do? We just get, like garden shears? What do we need to take it down?
Well, I can tell you, a lot of people have volunteered to go out and take it down today.
I'm telling you, do you know how much fun? First of all, this has to pass in the city council.
Yes.
Right?
And it'll be voted on in a committee hearing in a few weeks, along with many other routine matters.
What if he's elected president, though?
Well, then he's elected president, but he doesn't have an honorary street sign. And perhaps when he starts giving a more accurate portrayal of Chicago and all the wonderful things happening here, we could consider maybe giving it back. But based on his actions to date, I would say this man isn't worthy. The sign was put up under Mayor Daley and my predecessor. I'm not exactly sure why at the time. We certainly appreciated his investment in Trump Tower.
Oh, because I think it was a good idea.
Well, he did donate to your campaign and the mayor's campaign back in 2010 when he was still loved and he wasn't running for office. He was a businessman investing in this city, right?
That's correct. And the street sign itself predates even me being in office. So that was done before my time. And I'll be honest, you know, before Mr. Trump made his political ambitions known, I looked at him as someone and making a big, important investment in Chicago, a local business person who I wanted to have a good relationship with. They did. They built a beautiful building, and they employ a lot of people. And so we had a very cordial working relationship. But where Mr. Trump lost me was when the rhetoric got very sour. And frankly, he's been picking on a lot of constituencies that live here in Chicago, minorities, women, certainly, immigrants, no doubt. And all of that's offensive. But to me, when you start trashing the city's national and international reputation, that crosses the line. It's dishonorable. In no way on earth should Chicago be honoring this man. And so, again, I use this also as a platform to push back and remind people of all the exciting good things that are happening in Chicago.
Yeah,
we're over 50 million tourists and convention years visit here every year now.
Yeah.
We've got 36 construction cranes in the air. This is not a third world country, war-torn or decimated.
Right. Well, those were the wrong words, I think. But I think it's fair to say that we are being held up as an example to the nation of a city that can't handle its crime problem very well and isn't handling it very well, and it is out of control. But the other words he used, the third world country, that's not right. That's not right. That's the way Trump speaks, and it isn't. He isn't an ambassador when he speaks like that. But I guess it is sort of sobering, though, to see how we are being portrayed with this issue, this real issue of crime in our city.
No, absolutely. And it's our city's greatest challenge. I certainly our crime statistics are nothing to be happy about. They're terrible.
He's got the solution, though, Alderman.
Well, he's going to...
In 1 week, get the whole thing solved. A cop told him, and he can't tell us what it is, because he actually forgot to ask what the solution was. That was actually his response to that. I said, well, then what did he say? Oh, I don't know. I said, I'm not the mayor of Chicago. I don't know. Hey, what about the big Trump sign on the side of the building I personally told Donald Trump? Like, I don't mind it.
I love the sign.
I didn't say I love the sign.
What'd you say? I like the sign?
No, I said, the sign's fine.
I don't know.
That's fine. We'll go back to the tape.
Changes all time.
Yeah, we'll go back
Can
to
we
the
pull
tape.
That tape, Brian? Yeah. We got to pull that tape.
But here's the deal. Can that ever go down? Can we pry that down?
So this is a really... I'll give you the very short version, but basically, when the tower was approved by my predecessor, so the zoning that allowed him to build it as tall as he did...
Oh, boy!
Well, they also built in some signage entitlement rights into that approval that predate me. And when the law department came to visit me and said, hey, Mr. Trump, you need to sign this order for Mr. Trump's business sign, I said, this thing's gigantic. We need to make it smaller. And they said, well, Alderman, if we do that, he's going to sue us and he's going to win because the approvals that allowed him to build the hotel also included approvals for massive signage. Ugh. And so had I been negotiating that deal when we were going through the zoning process, I would have done it differently. But Bill Rancic
wasn't, as the winner of The Apprentice, wasn't he responsible for that?
Yeah, let's blame Bill.
I think Bill must have negotiated that with my predecessor. I don't know. But no, that is something I never would have signed off on.
Fit.
And we're stuck with it. And, you know, again, I don't even care what name it is. It's just a massive sign.
Don't you think it's ironic, though? And I know we got to go. But don't you think it's ironic that after he beats the snot out of Chicago from the debate stage, one of his most impactful campaign commercials shows the Trump Tower from a river view, you know, like from a boat going down the river, and how beautiful turn of the river is where his building is, in part because of the building, but shows, you know, how magnificent Chicago really is. And in the meantime, it's a war-torn country, okay? It's like Kabul times Baghdad divided by Aleppo.
Oh, God.
You know, it's
except
like,
this one
it's
spot.
Like, yeah, just shut up. Would you? Just shut up.
Well, maybe if his running mate could do a better job controlling gun sales in Indiana, our gangs wouldn't have a place to go and reload.
Shots fired! Wow,
that
all
might
right.
be a little
okay,
bit.
Hey, Alderman, I like that. I like that. Yeah, he's very pugilistic today. I like this. Not gonna take any of this crap anymore. All right, Brendan, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Alderman Brendan O'Reilly from the Fighting 42nd. Now he gives that real meaning. Judy's got news coming your way in 2 minutes.